Well, if you would, please take your Bibles and open them to 1 John chapter 4.
请弟兄姐妹翻开圣经到约翰一书第四章。
It would be an understatement to say that the world and the Bible don't agree very often.
今天世界的教导 和圣经的教导是大相径庭的。
So whenever they agree on something, it's worth paying careful attention.
所以当属世的教导和圣经的教导同意一致的时候，我们应该仔细的检查。
Interestingly, the world and the Bible both agree that love is important.
无论是属世的教导或者是圣经，都同意说爱是很重要的。
After all, the Bible says that the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, and the second greatest commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself.
圣经告诉我们最重要的诫命就是爱主我们的神，那第二重要的诫命呢，就是要爱人如己。
So love is the first and second greatest commandment, and so love is extremely important in the Bible.
所以在圣经当中，第一重要和第二重要的诫命都跟爱有关。
Well, the world also says that love is important.
属世的智慧也告诉我们爱很重要。
Maybe you've heard that famous song by the Beatles, All You Need Is Love.
你可能听过披头士乐队一首很有名的歌叫《你只需要爱》。
And love is the theme for many movies and many songs today.
爱也是现今所很多的歌曲和很多的电影的主题。
But if love is so important, we have to ask the basic question, what is love?
如果爱是那么重要的话，我们必须要问一个很基本的问题，爱是什么？
And while the world and the Bible both agree that love is important, they actually have entirely different ideas about what love is.
虽然属世的智慧和圣经都同意爱是很重要的，然而属世的智慧和圣经关于爱的定义却是很不一样的。
And if the world's understanding of love is radically different than the Bible's understanding of love, then we need to make sure that we have the right understanding of what love is.
那如果属世的智慧和圣经关于爱的定义是不一样的，那我们必须要理解什么才是圣经，圣经是怎么定义爱的。
And unless we intentionally go to the Bible to learn about love, we will slowly embrace the world's definition.
除非我们去查考圣经来了解爱到底是什么，我们会慢慢接受属世的智慧。
Because that's what's all around us all the time.
因为属世的智慧时时刻刻环绕着我们。
For those of you with children, you need to actively teach your children what love is according to the Bible.
如果你有小孩的话，你需要教导你的孩子圣经是怎么来教导爱的。
Because children today are growing up in a world that is aggressively trying to teach them that.Love is love, so same-sex marriage is good.
因为属世的智慧在不断地教导我们的孩子，爱就是爱，所以同性的婚姻是好的。
We need to graciously and firmly show them the foolishness of the world's ideas about love.
我们必须要坚定地并且慈爱地教导我们的孩子关于属世的爱是多么的愚拙。
But then we also need to show them the astonishing beauty of God's love.
我们也需要让我们的孩子看到属神的爱是何其的壮美。
We must tear down false ideas, but also build up better ones.
我们必须去除错误的观念，但是我们也必须建立正确的。
So today, I want us to look carefully at a passage of Scripture to make sure that we understand what love is according to God.
所以今天，让我们来仔细地查考今天的经文，我们来看神是怎样定义爱的。
Because love is from God, and because God is love.
因为爱是从神而来，神就是爱。
So we're going to be spending our time in 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 11.
所以今天我们的经文是约翰一书第四章七到十一节。
As you're turning there, let me remind you that the Apostle John wrote the Gospel of John.
在我们翻开圣经的时候，让我来提醒弟兄姐妹们，使徒约翰写了约翰一书，写了约翰福音。
And he says he wrote it so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. That's John 20, verse 31.
在约翰福音二十章三十一节这样写道，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
And the Apostle John also wrote the letter of 1 John.
使徒约翰也写了约翰一书。
And he wrote to them saying,To you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. That's 1 John 5:13.
在约翰一书五章十三节这样写道： 我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
So the Gospel of John was written so that you would believe, and then 1 John was written to help you have assurance that you have truly believed.
所以说约翰福音是写来让你能够信，约翰一书是写来让你能够有信的确据。
So 1 John should encourage the true believer and give assurance.
所以约翰一书应该能够鼓励到一个真正的信徒，并且给他关于信的确据。
It should also challenge the true believer to faithfully live out his or her faith.
他也应当能够挑战一个真正的信徒，让他能够忠心地活出他的信心。
But 1 John also challenges the lukewarm Christian to examine his own life and to see if he is truly saved or not.
约翰一书也挑战一个不温不火的信徒，让他来检查自己的心，看看自己是否真正的信。
So 1 John does all this by giving a number of tests to diagnose the condition of your heart.
所以约翰一书这样做，他通过一些考验来让信徒检查自己的心。
And those tests can be summarized by 3 questions.
这样的考验可以用以下的三个问题来总结。
Do you believe? That's the doctrinal test.
第一个问题是你信吗？这是一个关于真理的测试。
Second, do you obey? That's the ethical test.
第二个问题，你顺服吗？是一个道德的测试。
And lastly, do you love? That's the love test.
最后一个问题是你爱人吗？这是一个关于爱的测试。
It's relatively easy to pass the doctrinal test. You just need to know the right things.
要通过关于真理的测验很简单，你需要知道真理。
To a degree, we can even legalistically pass the ethical test. We just need enough willpower and discipline.
从某种角度上来说，我们也可以轻易地通过第二个关于道德的测验。我们只需要一点意志力和自控。我们甚至可以，通过律法主义来通过这样的测试。
But the love test is in some ways the most difficult and the most revealing.
但是关于爱的测试是最难的，也是最能够显现你的真正的品格的。
And that love test is what our passage focuses on.
那这个关于爱的测验是今天我们的经文所要重点看到的。
The importance of love is woven all throughout 1 John, but here in chapter 4 we reach the crescendo of John's teaching on love.
爱的这个重要的意义交织在约翰一书当中，但是在 这本书的第四章当中，我们达到了约翰关于他的爱的教导的高潮。
So as we walk through these verses, we're going to learn 4 lessons on love.
所以今天在我们查考经文的时候，我们要学习关于爱的四个学习。
So let's read this together.
让我们来一起读今天的经文，约翰一书第四章7-11节。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的，就不认识神，因为神就是爱。神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心就在此显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
Thank you. So, four lessons on love.
所以今天我们要学习关于爱的四个学习。
The first lesson is God is love.
第一课是神就是爱。
Again, the first part of verse 7, it says, Beloved, let us love one another.
在第四章第七节的前半部分，约翰说到：“亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱。”
Now instead of saying, "Hey you, you better love one another," instead there's a softness and a gentleness. John calls them beloved.
使徒约翰没有说“兄弟，你最好彼此相爱”，但是他用一种温柔的口吻来说，他来称他的弟兄们“亲爱的弟兄们”。
And instead of just pointing the finger at you, he includes himself and says, "Let."Us love one another.
约翰并没有只说你，然而他是说让我们彼此相爱。
So no believer is exempt from this command, including John.
所以没有一个信徒可以逃过这一条诫命，包括约翰本身。
But why must we love one another?
然而我们为什么应当彼此相爱呢？
John goes on to explain why we must love one another in the next few lines.
约翰在接下来的经文当中继续解释信徒为什么应当彼此相爱。
Now I want you to listen carefully because the next part is both important and beautifully written.
我想让弟兄姐妹们仔细地听，因为接下来的几节既是重要的，也是非常的美好的。
There are four statements to explain why we must love one another.
约翰用接下来的四点来解释我们为什么应当彼此相爱。
The first is, for love is from God.
第一点是爱是从神来的。
The second statement, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God.
第二点是说，凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。
The third phrase, and anyone who does not love does not know God.
第三点是说，没有爱心的就不认识神。
And the last statement, because God is love.
最后一点，因为神就是爱。
Did you notice that the first and the last statements are similar?
弟兄姐妹们有意识到第一点和第四点是相似的吗？
And the two statements in the middle are similar?
然后当中的两点是相似的。
It's sort of like a sandwich.
有点像是一个三明治。
You've got the bread on the top and bottom, and then meat in the middle.
三明治的面包在上层和下层，当中是有肉。
Though for this one, I like to think of it as a reverse sandwich, because I think the meat is on the top and bottom in this one.
但是我觉得刚才的经文呢，像是一个颠倒的三明治，它的肉在上层和底层，当中是面包。
For me, the meat is the first statement and the last statement.
对我来说，我们刚才看的四节经文当中最重要的，也就是它的肉呢，是第一点和第四点。
The first statement, for love is from God.
第一点是说爱是从神来的。
The last statement, because God is love.
最后一点就是说因为神是爱。
So let's consider the first and the last statements together.
所以让我们一起来查考这第一句和第四句。
Love is from God and God is love.
爱是从神而来的，神就是爱。
And these are amazing statements.
这两句是非常奇妙的语句。
To say that love is from God means that love finds its source and its existence in God.
约翰说到爱是从神而来的，也就是说，爱的源头是从神那里来的。
Without God, there is no love.
没有神就没有爱。
All real love finds its source in God and comes from God.
所有的真爱，它的源泉都是从神而来的。
Now, fallen man, even unsaved man, has a capacity to show a flawed, dim reflection of love because we were made in God's image.
即使是罪人，或者是没有信的人，他都能够从某种程度上来显示他对别人的爱，因为所有的人都是神所造的。
But love is not something that mankind invented.
但爱并不是人所创造的。
Actually, to be precise, God didn't invent love either. God is love.
确切地说，神也没有创造爱，神就是爱。
Remember, a passage says that love is from God, but it also says that God is love.
今天的经文说，爱是从神而来的，但是也说神就是爱。
There's no love apart from God because God is love, and so all love ultimately comes from God.
除神以外，并没有爱，所以所有的爱都是从神而来的。
God is, has always been, and always will be love.
神乃是昔在、今在、永在的爱的体现。
It's important to understand that saying God is love is not the same thing as saying that God loves.
我们必须要明白，神是爱和神爱并不相同。
Love is not just one thing that God does. Love is who God is.
神不光光仅仅去做爱这件事，神就是爱。
In other words, he doesn't just do some things that are loving. Instead, everything he does is done in love.
神所做的所有的事情都是出于爱的。
He creates in love.
神用爱来创造。
He redeems in love.
神用爱来救赎。
Even when he judges in love.
神也用爱来审判。
Because his wrath against sin is a demonstration of his love for what is right.
神对罪的震怒是他对公义的爱的体现。
Maybe you have a hard time understanding how God can be both loving and wrathful.
可能你很难理解神怎样又爱又有对人有震怒。
But the two are not opposites.
但是这是不相违背的。
If you love what is good, you'll have wrath against what is evil.
如果你爱公义的事情，那你就会恨恶罪恶的事情。
The two have to go hand in hand.
这两件事情是相辅相成的。
I was reading about a pastor who drove into a certain capital city in another country.
我读到一个牧师，他在另外一个国家的这个首都开车。
And as they drove into the city, they saw lines of young girls on either side of the street.
在他们往城市里开的时候，他看到街的两边有很多的妓女。
And they were prostitutes, sold into slavery and prostitution, some of them even by their own parents.
这些人因为这些人成为奴隶并且变成妓女，很多人甚至是被他们自己的亲生父母所卖的。
How do you feel when you hear something like that?
当你听到这样的故事的时候，你心里的感觉如何呢？
Do you feel happy about it?
你会感到快乐吗？
Do you feel indifferent about it?
你会感到冷漠吗？
Or do you feel disturbed and even angry, very angry?
或者说你感到非常的愤怒，非常的愤怒。
You ought to feel angry.
你应当愤怒。
If you don't, there's something terribly wrong with you.
如果你不感到愤怒的话，那可能你真的是有点问题了。
Because you love what is good, so you must hate what is evil.
因为如果你爱公义的话，你就必须恨恶丑陋的、罪恶的。
So imagine how God feels when he loves what is right, but he sees all the wrong that we do against one another.
所以我们可以想象神的感受，当他爱公义，但是看到我们所做的罪恶的事情的时候。
And the ultimate sins that we commit are not just the things we do against each other.
我们所犯的罪不光是我们对于彼此所做的事情。
It's the sin that we commit against God.
我们所犯的最严重的罪是对神所犯的。
We don't honor him.
我们不尊崇他。
We don't love him.
我们不爱神。
And that's the greatest sin.
这才是我们所犯下的最大的罪。
And because God is love, and because God loves God so much, he must punish those who sin against him.
因为神是爱，所以他必须惩罚那些对他犯罪的人。
So when God judges sin, he even does that in love.
所以即使是神在审判罪的时候，他的审判也是出于爱的。
Why? Because God is love.
为什么？因为神就是爱。
Now I want to take just a little deeper dive into this reality that God is love.
让我们来继续深挖这一点，怎么来看神就是爱。
Consider this, God has always been love.
我们来想一想，神一直都是爱。
Even before there was a world to love or people to love, when there was only himself, he was still love.
即使是在神创造世界和人以先，当他只有自己的时候，神也就是爱了。
How can this be?
怎么可能呢?
It's because even though there is one God, he exists in three persons.
因为虽然只有一个独一的真神，但是神是三位一体的。
We can say that God is love because of the Trinity.
我们可以说，因为神的三位一体的同在，所以神就是爱。
The Trinity means there is one God who exists eternally and equally and simultaneously as three persons.
三位一体就是说我们所信的独一真神，他有三个位格，永恒的、同时的、平等的存在。
If God were only one person, he could not always be love.
如果神只有一个位格，那他不能够永远都是爱。
Prior to creation, he would not have had anyone to love, but in order to be love, because in order for there to be love, there needs to be another person.
因为在他创造以先，他如果只有一个位格的话，那他没有别人可以爱。
But God doesn't need anyone.
但是神不需要任何人。
Because he is one God who exists eternally, equally, and simultaneously in three persons.
因为神同时以三个平等的位格永恒的存在。
This is the mystery of the Trinity.
这也就是三位一体的奇妙。
It's difficult to fully grasp, but it's what the Bible teaches.
三位一体非常的难理解，但这是圣经的教导。
And it's the only thing that makes the world and the gospel truly make sense when you think about it.
当你真正去理解它，去思想它的时候，这是唯一能够解释圣经的，也就是三位一体。
And since he is three persons, God has always existed in a perfect community.
因为神是三位一体的，所以神他在一个完美的集体当中存在。
A perfect triangle of love, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, loving one another before the foundation of the world.
我们可以称它为爱的铁三角，圣父、圣子、圣灵，互相彼此相爱。
To say that God is love is to say that God is triune.
所以说神是爱，也就是说神是三位一体的。
So God has eternally always been, and he is now, and he will always be love. It is central to who he is.
所以说神是昔在、今在、永在的， 一个关于爱的体现，这是关于神的非常重要的一点。
So love is from God, but even more profoundly, God Himself is love.
所以爱是从神而来，但是更加重要、更加深刻的神就是爱。
And so that's the first lesson. God is love.
这是我们今天要查考的第一课，神是爱。
The second lesson on love focuses on the inside of that sandwich that we talked about.
今天我们要看的第二课呢，是在我们刚才所提到的三明治当中的里面的部分。
And that second lesson is that Christians must love.
我们要学的第二课就是基督徒必须爱。
Remember again, verse 7 starts out, Beloved, let us love one another.
今天的经文的第七节，使徒约翰说到，亲爱的弟兄们，让我们彼此相爱。
It's a very simple and straightforward command.
这是一个非常简单的、直接的一个诫命。
And so John gives us four statements to explain why we must love one another.
约翰给我们四点来解释我们为什么应当彼此相爱。
Now, for our sandwich, we talked about the meat being on the outside. God is love, and love is from God.
所以我们今天讲的是一个颠倒的三明治，它的外面，上层和底层是肉，也就是神是爱，爱是从神而来的。
But now let's talk about the middle section.
我们现在来看这个颠倒三明治的当中。
And it says, whoever loves has been born of God and knows God.
经文说到，凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。
Anyone who does not love does not know God.
没有爱心的就不认识神。
How do you know if you've truly been born again?
我们怎么能够确信我们重生了呢？
How do you know if you truly love God and know Him?
你怎么能够确信你真的认识神呢？
If you love one another.
你可以确信，因为你如果你彼此相爱的时候。
If you're born of God, you're God's child, then you'll look like Him, you'll act like Him, and so you will love.
如果你是真正的是神的孩子，那你就会跟随他的样式，你就会去爱。
If you know God, if you love Him, you'll worship Him, then and you'll become like Him, which means that you will love.
如果你爱神，认识神，你就会想要去，跟随神，也就是说，你会想要去爱彼此。
Now to be clear, our ability to love does not cause us to be born again.
我们能够爱的这个能力并不能够让我们重生。
Instead, being born again is what enables us, is what allows us, is what empowers us to love.
我们之所以有这样的能力去爱，是因为我们重生了。
Oftentimes, we become like what we worship.
很多时候，我们成为我们去崇拜的那一位。
So if we think it's hard to love others, perhaps it's because you...do not truly believe in your heart that God loves you.
所以如果你觉得爱人很难，可能在你的心中，你并不真正的相信你是被神所爱的。
He only tolerates you.
你可能觉得神只是能够忍受你。
But nothing could be farther from the truth.
但这实在是离真理太远了。
Though you and I are unworthy, God loves us with an undeserved, unchanging, and unstoppable love.
虽然你和我是罪人，不值得神的爱，但是神依然爱我们，他的爱是亘古不变，无始无终的。
And when you realize that you've been loved like that, you'll be compelled to love others like that.
当你意识到你是如此的被神深深的爱着，你就会受到激励去爱别人。
And so if you know God, you will love.
所以如果你认识神，你就会去爱别人。
But on the other hand, John makes it clear, if you don't love, you don't know God.
但是另外一方面，使徒约翰说得很清楚，没有爱心的就不认识神。
Now, let's be honest, none of us loves perfectly the way we should.
我们没有一个人可以去完美的爱。
But the question is, do you love others at all?
但是问题的关键是你有没有去，甚至是一点点的去爱别人。
Do you only love people for what they can give you?
你爱人只是因为别人可以给你东西吗？
Or do you love others in spite of their weaknesses and failures, like how God loves you?
或者像神一样，即使一个人是有残缺的，是会跌倒的，但是你还是会爱他呢？
Now, this should raise the question, so what does it mean to love then?
所以爱到底是什么呢？怎么定义呢？
And that brings us to our third lesson on love.
让我们来看今天的第三课我们要学的关于爱的。
So first, God is love.
第一，神是爱。
Number two, Christians must love.
第二课，基督徒必须爱。
And number three, the gospel defines love.
接下来我们来看第三课，福音定义爱。
Look at 1 John 4, verse 9.
我们来看到今天的经文第四章第九节。神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生，神爱我们的心就在此显明了。
God could have demonstrated his love in a lot of different ways.
神可以用很多其他的方法来阐明他对我们的爱。
He could have had an angel come down to declare his love.
他可以让一个天使从天而降来宣扬他的爱。
He could write it in the sky with clouds in all the different languages.
他可以用云在天上用各种各样不同的语言来写出他对人的爱。
But no, this is how God chose to make his love known.
但是神却选择了这样的方法来让他的爱显明。
By sending Jesus into the world.
神差他的独生子到世间来。
Now, why did God send Jesus into the world?
那神为什么要这样做呢？
Is it to heal the sick?
是为了要医治有病的吗？
Feed the hungry?
是为了要喂饱饥饿的吗？
Give us an example?
是为了要给我们树立一个榜样吗？
To teach us wisdom?
是为了要给我们智慧吗？
No,
不是这样的。
First John 4:9 tells us so that we might live through Him.
第九节告诉我们，神这样做是为了使我们借着他，借着基督得生。
Jesus certainly did all those other things.
耶稣已经成就了所有其他的事情。
But the main reason He came was to give us life.
但是人子要来是为了给我们生命。
God demonstrates His love by sending Jesus into the world so that we could be saved.
神差他的独生子到世间来是为了让我们能够得救。
Now, verse 10 is similar to verse 9, but there are some differences.
今天的经文第十节和第九节相似，但是有一些不同。
Look at verse 10.
我们来看到第十节，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
So, in verse 9, John explains how God showed his love.
所以第九节使徒约翰他解释了神是怎样显示他的爱的。
But here in verse 10, we are told that this is what love is.
在第十节约翰告诉我们这就是爱。
This is God's definition of love.
这是神对于爱的定义。
Love is from God and God is love and here he tells us what love means.
神是从神而来的神也就是爱。在第十节当中约翰告诉我们爱到底是什么意思？
And notice John emphasizes here that love is not first defined by human love.
约翰在这里强调，爱不是人可以定义的。
It says in verse 9, not that we loved God, but that he loved us.
第九节告诉我们，不是我们爱神，而是神爱我们。
And so love is not defined by human initiative or human activity. Love is defined by divine initiative and divine action.
所以爱不是因为人所能够做的而定义的，而是由神所做的而定义的。
And so it says, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and he sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins.
所以约翰在经文当中说到，不是我们的爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
So verse 9 only said that God sent his son into the world, which is a reference to the incarnation,
所以第九节说到神差他的独生子来到世间，就是说耶稣的降生。
But then verse 10 goes on to explain that God sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins, which is a reference to his death on the cross.
然后第十节进一步说到神差他的儿子为我们的罪在十字架上做了挽回祭。
In other words, God's mission for Jesus was not finished when he just arrived in the manger.
换句话说耶稣来到这个世上的他的这个目标并不只是从他降生就已经完成了。
God sent Jesus not just to the world, but also to the cross.
神不光差他的独生子降生到世间并且为人上了十字架。
That word there, propitiation, means that Jesus died as a substitute to satisfy the wrath of God that was against us.
这边挽回祭这个词就是要告诉我们神是为了我们的罪 而死为了能够挽回神对我们的愤怒。
Jesus took our punishment so that we could be forgiven.
耶稣为我们受了惩罚让我们能够得到饶恕。
Jesus took our blame so that we could be justified.
耶稣为我们受了我们所应当的指责，让我们得以称义。
You know, in the workplace, when someone makes a mistake, there's this temptation to blame others in order to save ourselves.
有时候在我们工作的场所，我们经常会有这样的一个试探，会想去把自己的过错来归咎在别人的头上。
Some of you have had supervisors like that.
你们有些人有这样的上司。
I trust none of you are supervisors like that.
我相信你们没有人是像这样的一位上司。
They take credit for the work that those under them have done.
他们的员工立了功是自己的功。
But they shift blame for their mistakes onto their workers in order to save face.
但是当他们犯了错的时候，却是员工犯的错。
That's how the world operates.
这就是属世给我们的智慧。
Blame others to save ourselves.
为了自己而将过错归咎到别人的头上。
But God does something no human being would ever do.
但是神做了这样的一件事情，没有任何一个人可以做到。
The sin is ours.
罪是我们的。
The guilt is ours.
指责是我们的。
The punishment should be ours.
惩罚也应当属于我们。
And even though he is our maker and our Lord, because he loves us, he took the blame and he suffered for our sin.
但是虽然神是我们的主，并且是创造我们的，但是因着他爱我们，他为我们而死，因为爱我们而为我们上了十字架。
That's the idea of propitiation.
这就是挽回祭的概念。
Jesus suffered and died as our substitute to satisfy the wrath of God that was against us.
耶稣基督为我们的罪而死，来挽回神对我们 的怒气。
This love that God has for sinners is the greatest love anyone could ever imagine.
神对罪人的爱是世界上最伟大的，最令人无法想象的爱。
There's no greater gift because God gave his only son.
没有比这更好的恩赐，因为神赐下了他独生的爱子。
There's no greater benefit because we're saved from our sins.
没有比这更大的好处，因为我们从此远离我们的罪。
And there's no greater cost because Jesus bore the wrath of Almighty God.
也没有比这更加惨痛的代价，因为耶稣承担了我们本应当承担的神的怒气。
And remember, this love is completely undeserved.
这样的爱是我们完完全全不应得的。
God's love is shown towards sinners.
神的爱在罪人当中彰显。
We didn't love or obey him first.
我们没有去先爱神或者 先顺服神。
But he loved us first.
是神先爱了我们。
Now, I want to take a moment and make this point even more clear.
我想要再把这一点讲得更清楚一点。
Turn in the Old Testament to Deuteronomy chapter 7.
我们一起翻到《生命记》第七章六到八节。
Deuteronomy is the fifth book of the Old Testament.
生命记是旧约当中的第五本书。
In the Old Testament, God chose Israel as his special possession, and he set his love on Israel.
在旧约当中，神拣选了以色列民族作为他的拣选的民族，并且他爱了以色列人。
Why?
为什么呢?
Look at Deuteronomy 7, verses 6 to the beginning of verse 8.
我们一起来看《生命记》第七章第六到八节。因为你归耶和华，你神为圣洁的名，耶和华你神从地上的万民中拣选你，特作自己的子民。耶和华专爱你们，拣选你们，并非因你们的人数多于别民，原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的，只因耶和华爱你们。又因要守他向你们列祖所起的誓，就用大能的手领你们出来，从为奴之家救赎你们，脱离埃及法老王的手。
Now Moses was explaining to Israel why God loved and chose Israel.
摩西在向以色列人解释神为什么要爱并且拣选以色列人。
He told them it was not because they were more in number.
摩西告诉以色列人不是因为你们人数众多。
And we also know it was not because they were more righteous.
我们也知道这不是因为以色列人更加的公义。
Instead, if you read that passage carefully, Moses is essentially telling Israel, God loves you because God loves you.
但是当你真正仔细读这节经文的时候，你会意识到神爱以色列人是因为神是爱。
God was not compelled to love you because of who you are or what you have done.
神爱你并不是因为你是谁或者你做了什么。
Instead, God loves you because of who God is.
神爱你因为神就是爱。
God freely chose to love you because God is love.
神选择要爱你，因为神本身就是爱。
So when God loves Israel, God says to Israel, I love you because I love you.
所以当神拣选以色列人并且爱以色列人的时候，神对以色列人说，我爱你，因为我爱你。
I love you because I am love.
我爱你，因为我就是爱。
This love was not earned by Israel's righteousness.
这份爱不是因为以色列人的公义而赢得的。
So it cannot be lost by their sinfulness.
所以这份爱也不能够因为以色列人犯罪就失去。
And that's the same way God loves you if you're his child.
所以神爱你也是一样，如果你是他的孩子的话。
God loves you because God loves you.
神爱你因为神爱你。
You and I are unlovely and unlovable, but God is love, and so God has freely chosen to love you.
虽然你和我是并不可爱的，但是神依然选择要爱我们，因为神是爱。
There are a million reasons why he should not love you.
神如果想要不爱你，实在是有太多的理由了。
There isn't one reason why God should love you.
神爱你，神不爱你，并不需要任何的理由。
We understand even our best works are still like filthy rags.
即使我们最完美的功，在神的面前也不值一提。
But God says he still loves us.
但神说他仍然爱我们。
In other words, God's love is not just undeserved, as if we have a blank slate with nothing good.
换句话说，我们不光没做好事，配得神的爱。
His love is ill-deserved, meaning because we have sinned that should drive him away, he shouldn't love us, and yet he still does.
我们不光没做好事，我们反而犯了罪，冒犯了神。神本应该远离我们，然而神依然爱我们。
Do you see how this is different than the world's love?
你可以看到神的爱和属世的爱是多么的不同了吗？
The world says, I love you because you're beautiful.
世界告诉你说，我爱你，因为你是美的。
I love you because you make me laugh.
我爱你，因为你很搞笑。
I love you because of your personality.
我爱你，因为你有一个很好的性格。
Or I love you because you love me.
或者我爱你，因为你爱我。
Ultimately, this is all superficial, it's all self-serving, and it's all insecure.
这些属世的爱都是浮于表面的，都是以自我为中心的，也都能够只能够让人更加的不安全。
If I love someone because they're beautiful, what if their beauty fades?
如果我爱一个人是因为他的美貌，那当他美貌逝去的时候，我的爱又怎么样了呢？
What if their personality changes?
如果他的性格变了呢？
What if they stop loving me?
如果他们不爱我了呢？
Does that mean I can stop loving them?
难道我就可以不去爱他们了吗？
When God loves us, he doesn't say, I'll love you if.
当神爱我们的时候，他并不跟我们提条件。
He loves us because he loves us.
神爱我们，他就爱我们了。
God doesn't need us. There's nothing in us that would make him love us.
在我们的生命当中，没有任何的一件事情可以激发神来爱我们。
The only thing we can give him is our sin.
我们所能够给予神的就是我们的罪。
So why does God love us? He loves us because he loves us.
所以为什么神还是爱我们呢？他爱我们，因为他就是爱。
He loves, this kind of undeserved love is painfully humbling, but also reassuringly secure.
这种我们所不应得的爱应该让我们感到谦卑，并且让我们心中有平安。
If he loved you at your worst,when it cost him the most, his very own son, then it is impossible. It is impossible to do something so bad now that it would make him change his mind now.
当神在你最低谷的时候爱你，当神付出了最大的代价来爱你的时候，你做不了任何事情可以让神改变他爱你的心意。
This is what we call the gospel, the good news of God's love.
这弟兄姐妹们，就是我们所谓的福音，是爱的福音。
And so the gospel defines love.
所以今天的第三课是福音定义爱。
So in our last lesson, the gospel motivates love.
让我们来看今天的最后一课，福音激励我们去爱。
Look back at 1 John chapter 4 verse 11.
我们看到今天的经文第十一节，经文说到：亲爱的弟兄啊。神既是这样爱我们，我们也应当彼此相爱。
Hopefully this sounds familiar. Our passage started in verse 7 by saying, Beloved, let us love one another.
这应该听起来很熟悉，因为今天经文的第七节，约翰就说到，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱。
So verse 7 and verse 11 work together, sort of like the front and back cover of a book.
所以第七节和第十一节它是相辅相成，头尾呼应的。
This section is about encouraging us to love one another.
今天的经文的目的就是要激励我们去彼此相爱。
So verse 11 repeats that kind word, beloved.
所以第十一节经文重复了这个词，亲爱的弟兄们。
After spending the last several verses talking about how God is love and the gospel defines love, he now speaks to us directly again, beloved.
在经历了前几节经文，使徒约翰说到爱是从神而来，神就是爱的时候，约翰再一次强调，亲爱的弟兄们。
And now that he has our attention, he says, if God so loved us.
约翰说，神既是这样爱我们。
This is saying, since God loved us in this way,
约翰也就是在说，因为神通过这样的方式来爱我们。
Since God loved us by sending Jesus to be the propitiation for our sins,
因为神爱我们，并且差他的独生爱子来到世间，为我们的罪做挽回祭。
Then we ought to love one another.
那我们也应当彼此相爱。
We ought to love one another with that kind of love.
我们也应当用主耶稣基督那样的爱来爱彼此。
One pastor named Vodi Bakum gives a wonderful definition of love.
有一个牧师他这样定义爱。
Love is an act of the will, a choice, accompanied by emotion, not led or determined by it, that leads to action on behalf of its object.
这个牧师这样说，爱是一种从心而生的行为，这样的行为伴随着感情，那这感情呢，又触发了我们爱人的行为。
So love is not just a feeling.
所以爱不只是一种感觉。
It's a choice.
它是一个选择。
It's a choice that certainly brings feelings along with it.
这个选择当然会随之而来的带来感情。
And this choice leads to action.
这个选择会导致你有行动。
And it leads to action for the one whom you love.
它会触发你，激励你去爱你所爱的那个人。
So, like God's love for us, our love should take initiative.
所以就像神对我们的爱一样，我们的爱也应当是主动的。
Our love should be undeserved towards others.
我们也应当去爱那些不配爱的人。
Our love should actively bless others.
我们的爱也应当能够祝福别人。
Our love should be sacrificial.
我们的爱也应当是牺牲的爱。
Let me ask you, are there ways that you can apply this within your own home?
弟兄姐妹们，在你的家庭当中，你可以应用这样的课吗？
How might this affect the way that you speak to your spouse or the way that you spend your time at home?
你可以应用今天所学到的来改变你对你的家人的态度吗？
How might this affect the way that you speak with your children?
你可以用今天所学到的来改变你对你的孩子的态度吗？
Are there ways that you can apply this within the church?
你可以在教会当中应用吗？
We can't just love those whom we like or enjoy spending time with.
我们不应当只去爱那些可爱的，我们喜欢的人。
Will we love those who can't give us anything in return?
我们会不会去爱那些不值得我们爱的，不能够回报我们的爱的人呢？
Are there ways that you can show this kind of love to your neighbors or coworkers?
你可以用这样的爱去爱你的同事或者你的邻居吗？
The world needs to see believers with this kind of love.
这个世界需要看到我们的信徒去这样的爱别人。
Certainly, 1 John 4 says we need to love one another, believers like this.
当然我们需要彼此相爱作为信徒。
But the world out there also needs to experience our love for them.
但是那个失丧的世界也应当经历这样的爱。
So I hope that and pray that God would show you ways that you can specifically show this kind of love to others so you can bring glory and honor to God.
所以我希望弟兄姐妹们，你们也能够像神爱我们一样，将这样的爱去展现给世界。
So once again, our four lessons on love are...
所以让我再来重复一下今天我们所学的四课。
God is love.
神是爱。
Christians must love.
基督徒必须要爱。
The gospel defines love.
福音定义了爱。
And the gospel motivates love.
福音也能够激励爱。
I hope these four lessons on love remind you about the importance of love.
我希望今天我所讲的这四课能够提醒大家爱的重要性。
I hope it encourages you with God's love for you.
能够激励大家神是多么的爱你。
And I hope this motivates you to love others around you.
能够激励弟兄姐妹能够爱身边的人，能够彼此相爱。
Let's pray.
让我们一同低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we praise you for you are love.
天父，我们称颂你，因为你就是爱。
We have nothing to offer you.
我们没有任何东西可以献上给你。
There's nothing we could do to earn your love.
我们不能做任何事情来得到你的爱。
But you have loved the unlovable.
但是你还是爱了我们这些不可爱的人。
You have loved the ungodly.
你还是爱了不属神的人。
You have loved sinners.
你还是爱了罪人。
Father, thank you.
主，我们谢谢你。
I pray that you would help us to fully understand the weight of this.
主啊，帮助我们能够真正的体会到爱的重要性。
Help us to be humbled that you loved us in spite of our sin.
主啊，让我们在想到即使我们是罪人，你还是爱我们的时候，让我们能够谦卑。
Lord, forgive us for the times that we have doubted your love.
主啊，也请求你赦免我们在我们怀疑你的爱的时候。
Forgive us for the times that we have not loved others in this way.
主啊，也赦免我们在我们没有能够像你爱我们一样去爱别人的时候。
Lord, would you help us to even see ways that we might love others better?
主啊，帮助我们看到我们怎样能够更好的去爱彼此。
Would you cause our marriages to be filled with love?
让我们的婚姻充满了从你而来的爱。
Would you cause our families to be filled with love?
让我们的家庭充满爱。
Lord, may our church be filled with love for one another.
让我们的教会充满了这样的爱。
May we be a light to demonstrate the love of Christ to the world around us.
主啊，让我们像黑暗里的一束光，照亮世界，让世界看到主你的爱。
Father, we thank you for the ways that you speak to us in exactly the way we need through your word.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你启示我们，你用你的话语，向我们展现你的真理。
And in this time, we even want to take a moment to quietly in our own hearts to pray to you and ask you to search our hearts how we might do this better.
主啊，让我们用一点点时间来安静我们自己的心。主啊，求你来鉴察，让我们思想我们怎样能够更好的去爱。